This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Wash all the filth away and change my dead heart. Make me alive again. Give me a fresh start. So drink my heart, please. Wash the filth away. Don't leave me drowning here, alone and astray. Don't leave me drowning here, alone and astray.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to another episode of The Power of Dhikr. In the previous episode, we talked about the importance of our actions, all of our actions, and especially our dhikr, for it to be sincere for the sake of Allah, and for it to be in accordance with the sunnah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In this episode and in the coming episodes, we're going to look inshallah at some of the virtues of remembering Allah, and what it really means to remember Allah, and some of the different ways that the Quran and the sunnah tell us about the remembrance of Allah. And then inshallah ta'ala we'll move on to look at some of the adhkar, some of the types of dhikr that a Muslim can say. And hopefully inshallah you and I together will learn some of the beneficial dhikr and the beneficial adhkar that we can do as Muslims. Today's episode is all about introducing the importance and the virtue of remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In reality, this is something that won't be covered in simply one episode. It is a very long topic and it contains a huge amount of benefit. It's very important that we understand that whenever we talk about the virtues of good deeds, what we call fada'il al-a'mal, the virtue of doing good deeds, we talk about it because this is what motivates you. This is what drives you. This is what makes you want to remember Allah. Because of course you want to do good deeds, you want to remember Allah, you want to worship Allah. But when you know the virtue of those deeds, when you know the importance of those deeds, it makes you stronger, it makes you more keen. And that's why we're going to begin this series of episodes, inshallah ta'ala, on the power of dhikr by talking about the importance of dhikr. How important it is to remember Allah Azza wa Jal. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu dhkurullaha dhikran kathira. A command from Allah. A clear command from Allah. O you who believe. And it's very important we understand what it means when Allah says, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu. Allah is calling you either to command you something or to forbid you from something, or to tell you about something which is critical for your belief in Islam. And that's why whenever you hear the words, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu in the Quran, this means listen up. This means listen and be still and silent and listen to what is going to come, because what is going to come is a critical command or a critical piece of information that is being given to you by Allah Azza wa Jal. He's addressing you directly, O you who believe. And what is Allah addressing with us in this ayah? Addressing us with in this ayah, Allah Azza wa Jal says, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu dhkurullaha dhikran kathira. Remember Allah dhikran kathira, a remembrance that is constant and is much. Be always and constantly in a state of remembering Allah. Be in a state where you don't ever stop remembering Allah. And Allah Azza wa Jal, whatever He commands us with in the Quran is really critical. It's really vital to us. And Allah Azza wa Jal doesn't just say, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu dhkurullah. Not just that. Udhkurullaha dhikran kathira. Not just to remember Allah, but then Allah Azza wa Jal emphasizes it twice. First of all, Allah emphasizes it by saying, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu. And this is a type of emphasis. It's a type of something to get your attention. And then Allah commands you, Udhkurullah. Remember Allah. This is a command from your Lord. And we obey the commands of our Lord. That's what it means to be a Muslim, to submit to Allah. A Muslim is the one who submits. And this command to submit, remember Allah. And then again Allah Azza wa Jal emphasizes it. Udhkurullaha dhikran. Remember Allah with a remembrance. And then again, he emphasizes it. Dhikran kathira. A remembrance which is much, which is constant, which is frequent. This is something that is emphasized in so many ways in the ayah. All you who believe, remember Allah with a remembrance that is constant, that is much, that is frequent, that you never ever stop doing. So this is something which tells us the importance of this particular topic. In another ayah, Allah Azza wa Jal says, فَإِذَا قَضَيْتُم مَنَاسِكَكُمْ. When you finish your manasik, you finish your hajj rites. فَذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ كَذِكْرِكُمْ آبَاءَكُمْ أَوْ أَشَدَّ ذِكْرًا. Remember Allah like you used to sit and remember your fathers or your ancestors. And that's because it was the tradition of the people at the hajj, that what they would do when they had finished a part of their hajj rites, they would sit in the days of Tashriq, in the days of the 3 days after Eid and on the Eid day, and they would remember that they would talk about, constantly sit and they would talk about the virtue of their ancestors and their forefathers. And they would say, my forefathers did this and they did that. They were the best of the, they were the most noble. They were better than your forefathers. And they would take pride. They would boast about the virtue of their forefathers, and they would spend these days of Hajj, at the end of Hajj, in these 3 days and more, they would spend them recalling and boasting and competing with each other in the remembrance of their forefathers and what their tribe had done and how noble their tribe was and how wonderful their deeds were. Allah Azza wa Jal commands them, remember Allah just like you used to remember your forefathers in this time. أَوْ أَشَدَّ ذِكْرًا, or even more than that. And this ayah, some of the ulama of tafsir, the scholars of tafsir, they take a huge benefit from this. They say that a person becomes close to a person and increases love for someone by the amount that they remember them and the amount that they recall them and the amount that they talk about them. If you found a person talking about a celebrity day and night, any celebrity, let's say a film star, a musician, whatever it may be, and day and night they don't stop talking about them, this is a demonstration for how much they have fallen in love, in sort of dedication to that particular individual. Quraysh, if the fact that they used to spend so many days just telling about how wonderful their forefathers was, it came to bring them closer to them. So if you want to get closer to Allah Azza wa Jal, the way to get closer to Allah is to remember Him. And there are many ahadith of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, some of which we're going to hear, which indicate that by remembering Allah, you show your love for Allah, and you make Allah, your love for Allah, above everything and everyone else. Because Allah Azza wa Jal tells us in the Quran, from the people are those who have taken idols, have taken gods besides Allah. يُحِبُّونَهُمْ كَحُبِّ اللَّهِ. They love them like they love Allah, or they love them like the believers love Allah. Two opinions from the scholars of tafsir. Either they love their idols like they love Allah, or they love their idols like the believers love Allah. And then Allah Azza wa Jal says, وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَشَدُّ حُبًّا لِلَّهِ. Those people who believe are stronger in love for Allah. It's not that they, you know, it can't compare with the love that the idol worshippers show for their idols and their gods. Our love for Allah is infinitely stronger than that. وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَشَدُّ حُبًّا لِلَّهِ. And this love for Allah and this dedication to Allah, it comes out in the amount that we remember Allah. So the more we do our dhikr, the more we remember Allah Azza wa Jal, the closer we become to Allah, the more love we show for Allah, the greater iman we have, the better Muslim that we are. So it's very, very, very important. And Allah Azza wa Jal describes the people who believe. And He describes the people of paradise. And He says, الَّذِينَ يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهِ. Those who remember Allah, قِيَامًا وَقُعُودًا وَعَلَى جُنُوبِهِمْ. They remember Allah qiyaman, standing up. Wa qu'udan, whether they are sitting down. وَعَلَىٰ جُنُوبِهِمْ when they are lying on their sides, lying down. So whether you are standing up, whether you are sitting down, whether you are lying down, in every single case you're remembering Allah. Look at the adhkar of a Muslim, the dhikr that a Muslim says every day. You say dhikr when you get up in the morning. You wake up, you open your eyes, you stand up, and you remember Allah. You say the remembrance of Allah when you're eating, sitting down to eat. You mention Allah when you go out of the house. You mention Allah when you get in the car. You mention Allah when you go on a trip. You mention Allah in every single situation in your life, you are mentioning Allah. In every situation, even when you lie down to go to sleep at night, you come back in the house, you mention Allah. You take your dinner, you mention Allah. You go to talk to somebody, and you, when you're talking to people, you're constantly mentioning Allah. Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar. You're mentioning Allah frequently throughout the day. Insha'Allah, Masha'Allah. You're mentioning Allah until even the point when you go to sleep, before you close your eyes and you put down your head, you mention Allah. So the situation of a Muslim, of a believer, of the people of paradise, is that they are mentioning Allah when they are standing, they're mentioning Allah when they're sitting, and they're mentioning Allah when they are lying down. And then we have a hadith, and this hadith is in the book Shu'ab al-Iman by al-Imam al-Bayhaqi, as well as al-Hilya by Abi Nu'aym. And this hadith is the hadith of Aisha radiallahu anha, that she said that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, مَا مِن سَاعَ, there is no time, no part of time, تَمُرُّ بِبْنِ آدَم, that goes by, no time that goes by for the children of Adam, or for the son of Adam, لَا يَذْكُرُ اللَّهَ تَعَالَى فِيهَا, he doesn't remember Allah in that particular period of time, except that he will have loss, or he will regret and show his regret and feel his loss and feel his ups, that he has lost something, يَوْمُ الْقِيَامَةِ, except that he will feel that he has lost something, يَوْمُ الْقِيَامَةِ. There is not any period of time. And a sa'a here is any period of time. There is no period of time in which the child of Adam, the son of Adam, the daughter of Adam, you, me, and anyone else, doesn't remember Allah except that it will be a source of loss and a source of regret for them on the Day of Judgment. And this is an authentic hadith. Subhanallah, think about this. A source of loss and a source of regret on the Day of Judgment. No one time. Imagine, you know, that those 2 hours you spent joking with your friends, those 3 hours that you spent out playing, and you didn't remember Allah, even a subhanallah, alhamdulillah, insha'Allah, masha'Allah, whatever it is, you didn't remember Allah, it will be a source of loss and a source of regret for you on the Day of Judgment. So this starts to show us some of the importance of the remembrance of Allah, and this is a theme we're going to continue, insha'Allah, in the coming episodes with the permission of Allah. Until then, I leave you in the care of Allah. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Make me alive again. Give me a fresh start. So drink my heart, please. Wash the filth away. Don't leave me drowning here, alone and astray. Don't leave me drowning here, alone and astray.